79-53. Just overall, a tough night for the Bulldogs. We're joined here by Coach Austin before we wrap things up. Coach, it's just one of those nights where the ball didn't go in the hoop enough for you, and they shot pretty well.
They did shoot well, and you know, I have a hard time in this ball game thinking of lots of highlights. I thought that Lathan did a good job offensively. I don't know, we just didn't execute real well. Offensively, we struggled to make good plays to finish the opportunities that we did have. Defensively, really, once we had to get out of our zone defense there, we still was unable to really stay with our man. I thought we were very scatterbrained, I thought, maybe. Just the intensity level that we need to be successful against a good team like this just wasn't there.
Yeah, and, you know, I know for you that's probably head-scratcher, and for me it's a head-scratcher. I was watching the second half trying to coach up the guys a little bit. It just felt like they were a step slow tonight for whatever reason.
Yeah, I would say at least a step. And, you know, you got to give them a lot of credit for that. They executed well. They moved the ball quickly. They hit tons of shots. You know, that's I would think that they're impressed with their shooting on this one because they normally shoot the ball well, but I don't think they normally shoot it that well.
Yeah.
So, you know, we got to do a better job of closing out on these, and we got to do a better job of transition. I think our transition baskets probably were few and far between. I bet we didn't have 8 points. Takeaway free throws, probably less than that.
Yeah, I went back to the Maysville game where Lathan really carried you offensively with the way that this game kind of went offensively. I know they're different, but when you have a game where you're relying on Lathan probably too much for the offense and not getting the balance, what are the things that you've seen from the team during the season that just need to be fixed?
Well, the pace of our offense is sometimes, generally when you look at us playing poorly offensively, you can look at how quickly we're making cuts and we're getting the spots as far as executing an offense. If we're slow on those, then we're usually going to be in trouble. If we have to lean on Lathan to make shots from, you know, 6 feet behind the line, which he's capable of doing, but, you know, nobody shoots as well that far out as they do when we kind of get in the flow of the offense. So if we got to rely on those kind of things, then we're usually in trouble, and you know, that's kind of how it panned out here tonight. We just need to make some adjustments to kind of how we're going to go ahead and approach these next two games. We know these next two games are going to be crazy difficult, but there's no reason not to think that we can be competitive and have a chance to win those. You know, I'll just tell the boys, it was really, I think, 2007 or 8 when Hamilton came over and we were in the exact same situation. They'd already beaten us by a great deal once, maybe twice. I think Cameron Alley was a junior, and, you know, those guys that were seniors, Andy Van Dievender and those guys, we played them there on our court. Same situation, senior night. Van Dievender got a monster dunk. We hit. We did a good job on the boards. We made the plays we had to make, and we upset him. It had a lot to do with old Cameron Alley. I'm sure he ain't listening, but I bet he still remembers it, scoring 5 points in 14 seconds to finish the ball game with a win there against a good team.
I had forgotten about that game. That's a good memory. That's a good memory I'll take home with me tonight. So you don't see Hamilton on Tuesday, Coach, but you do see LeBlanc.
Yeah.
Were you surprised by that seeding?
No. It actually, believe it or not, went exactly how I wrote it down on my little note cards going in there. You know, I really felt like that with the way things were set up, it's exactly how I voted it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
LeBlanc had beat East Buck. East Buck split with Hamilton. They did it on Hamilton's court, both of them a 1 point game. So, you know, head to head is king on that. That's why we can't go ahead and argue that we're a higher seed than what we were there, because, you know, you lose a ball game and it has lasting consequences. Doesn't matter when it is. So, you know, they beat the guys that played close games with the other ones, so they get the spot.
Well, I'll tell you what, too, the top four seeds in that district next week, we can play with all four of those teams, but they're all tough, too. You know, Lathrop's in that 4-5 game, and they gave us some difficulty. So as far as LeBlanc goes, I've seen him a time or two. I know I think their best player is that left-handed point guard, or there's Jack Harvey, who can do a lot of things off the dribble.
Yeah, they're going to be good. They're going to be aggressive and physical and fast and similar to these guys, except probably a lot better. And, you know, I understand we got our work cut out for us, but that's kind of the draw that we want. We want to see what we can do here. It's the end of the year, so, you know, if we're not playing our best basketball now, then I didn't do my job. So, you know, I would hope that we'll go out there and we'll be giving it everything we have and give ourselves a chance to win.
Think you ran into a team kind of hot on senior night, Coach? Maybe you'll be that team that's hot on senior night in 48 hours.
I can guarantee you they're going to go out there and we'll work really hard on Thursday. I can guarantee you that.
Thanks for the time, Coach. We'll see you Thursday.
Thank you.
Head Coach Jeremy Austin of the Trenton Bulldogs. Penny Hornets will be in town Thursday. That will be a 7:30 boys tip, 6 o'clock girls tip. And again, we're going to have NASCAR, the duels at Daytona are Thursday nights, getting ready for the 500 on Sunday. So that'll be on Z101.7 Thursday. That'll ship the Hornets and the Bulldogs across the dial to 92.3 FM KTTN.